It's time to step inside the Iktagon with your host, Ike Feldman.
What's up, fight fans? What's up, MMA fans, boxing fans, kickboxing fans, karate fans, judo fans, combat sambo fans, whoever is in the combat sports, I'm into you. This is another edition of the Iktagon. Follow, you see the banner, at Iktagon, or get involved, call the show, 646-820-9848. More and more, I'm going to get back to my old ways, incorporating more guests. Tired of hearing myself talk. Maybe it's time to give the people what they want. And that's exactly what IsaSultan99 on Instagram gave us this past Saturday inside the Stereo Garden venue in Patchogue, New York. Issa put on a dominant decision victory and stays undefeated, I believe, 3-0. Issa, thank you for joining the Octagon. What's up, brother?
Ike, you're the man. Thank you for having me. We're basically family at this point, but thank you for giving us this platform to keep speaking and showing a different side of ourselves. But yeah, man, 3-0 with a beautiful victory over the weekend. Not one without hardship, but that's what we're here for. We're here for the best, biggest, toughest fights and winning them.
You're the man. Apparently, I'm the man. But
thank you, bro.
To be the man, we have to be surrounded by men. And my brother was in the venue for all the Flex Fight Series spectacular main event. Your brother was there more on the job, more on the clock, being supportive, warming you up, I'm sure, up and down the ladder to help you win your fight. Talk about what it is to have such an excellent support system around you as you make your climb and ascent to MMA greatness.
Honestly, brother, it's everything. It's everything because I had Mo, my older brother, and Nas, my other older brother, were both in my corner. And these guys, they literally have given me a straight line, a straight path to this career. You know, MMA is not an easy career for anybody. You know, it's always full of loopholes and these problems, whether it's finances, whether it's injuries, whether it's, you know, training incorrectly. So I had two people with immense amount of experience. So, you know, it's everything to have that corner. You know, I don't think I would be who I am and where I am without that corner. I've dodged so many little, potholes and, you know, just troubles with these two guys, especially them, you know, because I'm so close. You know, I'm with Nas almost every day and he's just walking me through what I need to do. At this point, all I have to do is train hard and fight. It's not that simple for everybody, you know. So people have so many different problems. For me, I train my hardest, give my heart out, and fight to the best of my ability. So it's everything. It's everything.
And iron sharpens iron. Again, we're being joined by IsaSultan on Instagram at IsaSultan99. Is there any other social media that I should be aware of?
I mean, right now I'm mainly on Instagram. I know Twitter's out there. I got to get on there, but maybe before the next fight, you know.
I'm grab that handle, man. I'm gonna steal the IsaSultan handle on Twitter. No.
Nah, you know, I'm starting to get a little bit of recognition out there. I got to start, putting more effort into my social media. But Instagram, you know, I've been posting and getting a lot of follows, and you know. Well, my name is definitely starting to create a little buzz around the scene, you know. 3-0, three great performances, two finishes, a great fight of the night-esque fight over the weekend. So I'm ready for the best and looking forward to the future.
And you train with the best, as you mentioned, your brother, and you mentioned Nas, also on who fought on Flex this past week, and your teammate Darren. Just absolutely is another killer. Can you talk about Mutant MMA and just some of the other killers that you're training with?
I mean, first of all, I want to say I'm proud of the whole team. Five people fighting on the same card. Five people fighting on the same card is incredible. You know, it's not an easy thing. It sounds amazing and spectacular, but it's not an easy thing. You know, five different fighters, you have to warm up back there. You have to eat. It's hard to be involved. You know, you're worried about your bro fighting next and stuff. It is a tough task. So I just want to say I'm very proud of my team. They all put on amazing shows. We had knockouts. We had fight of the night fights. We had, you know, all different types of fights. Everybody put their heart on their sleeve and fought very hard. So I'm very proud of my team. And, we're busting onto the scene, man. You know, we got talent in all divisions. We're like, we got my brother at, like, higher weight division. We got Darren at flyweight. We got another flyweight, Sammy, who fought a crazy fight. We got Kamal, who fought. So we're just growing. We're growing, you know, and it's definitely exciting to see the future for us because we're putting in crazy work. The way we fought is the way we fight every time. Win, lose, or draw, we put the pressure. We come to fight, and I'm super proud of my team.
And can you take us through maybe some training sessions on a Monday to Friday? Like, how's it?
Man.
How does that go down?
Man, you know, you've seen the way we fight. So that's a good hint. That's a good hint. But yeah, man, we're definitely keen on pushing each other. You know, we push each other to our limits. Monday to Friday is pushing each other to our limits. You know, we have good communication, though. If somebody wants help in a certain area, we'll definitely focus on that. And, you know, it's just pure hard work. You know, we're here to help each other. We're not a huge, humongous team, you know, so it's which is actually good because we get to talk, we get to discuss. Okay, let's say Darren, you want to work on something, he'll say, yo guys, I want to work on this, and we'll do a whole class just for that. Or I want to work on something, might take that. So it's very like close knit. We have great communication, and yeah, man, we're just getting started. We push each other to our limits, and it actually makes the fight a little bit easier when we're in there, you know.
And who's running the show? Who's the head samurai that you could give a shout
Tango,
out to?
Tango is the man. Tango is our leader, the general right now. You know, he's the general. He guides us. He makes the path easy, and you know, he's another one. All he expects us is to show up, give our best, and that's that. He's made the road very easy for us. You know, we just got to give our best.
Amazing, amazing. And again, you guys can see below at Issa Sultan 99 on Instagram. I really appreciate the time. Again, I'm glad to get you while you're in the amateur leagues before you the pro, and you're like, hold on, Ike, talk to my manager. Nas, are we cool with Ike still?
bro, you know my line is always open for you, brother, anytime.
I appreciate that, man. And I just mentioned Nas, who just got a huge win about maybe 4 weeks ago, UFC Vegas 69. Man, just dominant, man. He's checking off all the boxes each time, man. He steps out there. Now he has a doctor stoppage. Just give me the thoughts on Nas's performance and what it means to you.
Man, Nas is somebody we've been talking about. It. He's like, yo, it's kind of crazy. It's too similar the way we're fighting now, you know, nonstop forward pressure. Anything he gets hit with does not affect him, you know. It does not. He just goes forward nonstop. He doesn't know how to take a back step, you know. we joke about it, but like, he's really influenced my style so much. Like, I was very raw, you know. I had like good boxing. My brother had taught me, but Nas really upgraded my game. And a big thing I took from him, I can't completely copy Nas or, you know, mimic. We both have our own styles, you know, but what I took from him, which I love most about him, is his mentality. No matter what the occasion is, no matter what happens, no matter how the fight's playing out, he's always in there, you know, pushing the pace, taking the fight to whoever it is, you know, and breaks them. You know, that's a big thing. That's what I love that I was able to show that over this past weekend, because this last week, my fight week, was the toughest week of my life, honestly. Monday, I felt like money. Monday, I felt like money. I actually did a session with Nas, my last hard session. And that same night, my weight was perfect, so I had some grilled chicken from, like, outside, and I got hit with food poisoning. I got hit with food poisoning, and, man, it drained me. It drained me. My water load was destroyed, throwing up, you know, everything that comes with food poisoning, man. I had no energy. And then I had to take, like, 3 days just laying in bed. And then I had the weight cut. I did the weight cut with no energy. You know, it was really hard. Pushed through it. I had Nas. I had my bro, Gio. Gio also helped me a lot. He's also an amateur fighter. Cut that weight. Then I made that's why I can be in better shape as well. You know, I was very drained. Even at weigh-ins, I look at myself. I was a little bit skinnier than I should be and stuff. But no excuses. But I don't feel that was my peak. And then fight day was also rough. You know, just getting my energy up there, eating as much as I can, trying to get back to normal. Man, I did feel, even in the warm-ups, I felt like two steps behind. I felt like I was lagging a bit. But I'm glad I was able to show my grit. You know, that's, I think, what made my brother Nas most proud. I did not take a back step in this fight. No matter what, even my opponent, after the fight, he told me, he was like, bro, I hit you with everything. And what really, like, messed me up is I hit you with my best shot. And I was talking to him in there. I was like, is that all you got? I was like, is that all you got? Oh, man, I'm going to send you some clips. I was talking to him a lot in there. I was pushing the pace, and he hits me. And I'm like, is that all you got? And he was like, yo. I was like, I didn't know what to do, because that was what everything I had. So I'm glad I was able to test myself mentally. I was able to push through a lot. It wasn't my that's what I want to prove my next fight. That wasn't me at 100%. That was me at 50-60%. I'm glad I was able to show I'm a dog. I can push the pace. You know, I can be in a war and not take a back step. I can eat punches. I can give damage. I can wrestle. I can box. I can be a full, complete mixed martial artist. But my next fight will be a masterpiece. I've put that pressure on myself now. This was a great showing for my mental strength. Nas was very happy with that. He actually just says, like, bro, you're like a mini version of me, just coming forward nonstop. But I need to prove, like, my skill. I need to show people I'm here to be a pro, a UFC caliber fighter. Even though I'm an amateur, I know there's a road, but I'm here to be a very high level fighter in the game. I'm not here to just be another bantamweight or another flex fighter. I'm here to, you know, show I'm ready for the highest levels of the sport.
And I appreciate you bringing that up, that there is a road to the UFC. I was going to ask, like, do you see the road? But obviously you do. What I want to focus on with this next question is, man, you checked off the box of having a gritty fight night performance. Now that I find out all the information, I appreciate the transparency about the fight week and how, man, it may not be as easy as it looks, like what you had to go through for 5 or 6 days prior. But that's a whole nother branch of the interview that I could get on. But with the fight in itself, did you feel that it was important to go to a decision? Was this your first decision victory?
Listen, this was my first time going the distance. But I always had in my head, when the war comes to me, I'll accept it with open arms. You know, I train to dominate. I train to finish. I train to, you know, put on the best version of myself. But I know there's other people training like killers out there too. Alex, my opponent, is one of them. He trained multiple camps, the Culture Fight team and the Gracie team. They're very astounded teams in New Jersey. He put a lot of, he didn't come for to be a pushover. He came to, you know, take me out. So when that comes, I'm ready. I'm glad I got to show I can go all the rounds. I can dominate a 3-round fight. I can show all facets of my game, whether it was my striking, with kicks, kickboxing, whether it was my clinch work, breaking him down in the clinch, whether it was my wrestling, my top game, my top control, my submission defense. You know, there's so many facets. Amateur careers are made for this, you know. This is where you're supposed to get in that experience, you know. So I'm grateful. I'm grateful for that. You know, do I want to be in a war every time? No, but am I willing to be in a war every time? Yes. I'll fight anybody out there. You're going to have to put me out. You're going to have to put me out to stop me. I'm going to keep coming the all three rounds, especially 3 3-minutes. You know, I'm training with the UFC fighter. I've seen that lifestyle. I went to Vegas with Nas before his contender series fight. I saw the PI. I saw how he trains. I saw everything that goes into it behind the scenes. You know, I'm ready for everything. This is what I want to do with my life. You know, this is not just some type of, oh, I'm a fighter. This is my life. Fighting is my life. This is what I love most, you know.
My man, my man.
Yeah, I've seen those highest levels, man, in the backstage of the UFC, seeing those cameras, those videos, how they're shot, holding the pads for Nas in his contender series video and all that. You know, let's check that out. But yeah, man, Nas is a blessing. He showed me the ropes of where I want to be, you know. So I'm ready. I'm ready to take it with both hands.
If you really want it. Inshallah, man. Inshallah.
Inshallah. Inshallah. Let's go. Let's go.
100%. So let's fast forward. What kind of trajectory are you on in terms of amateur growth, regional professional growth, UFC growth? Do you have a plan? Is it trust the process? What exactly is the bulletin board for the ESA to UFC? Like, how do we gotcha. To ESA, the UFC champion, how do we get from A to B?
Yeah, listen, it's a simple road, but you can't plan too far ahead. You know, this game is very unpredictable. Mm-hmm. The goal is the UFC, of course, but right now I have a lot of things I have to do before the UFC. I have a lot of work to put in before I can say the words UFC. You know, I'm in that discussion. So right now I'm 3-0. You know, I believe either end of this year, early next year is pro. So I just want to get as much experience with high level fights as I can. You know, this was a great high level fight. I was able to show my grit. I'm going to put on some master classes. I'm going to finish a lot of fights, and yeah, man, the UFC will come when it's time. You know, I believe within the next 3-4 years, I'll be a big prospect in this division. You know, I'm ready to take everything. I'm ready to take everything. I know the road. I have literally a blueprint in Nas. You know, that dude's my big bro. I spend almost every day with him, you know, and I've seen literally what it takes. I've seen the hardships he's gone through. I've seen the great moments he's had all to get to the UFC. I know what to do. It's not a blank, like, I don't know what to do and how to get there. And I have this dream. I know what to do. It's just a matter of execution. I'll be there soon enough. But right now I have a lot of work to do. So, you know, there will be a great regional fights for me. Great promotions out there. CFFC, you got Dead Serious, you got Ring of Combat. These are all great promotions that I will fight for in the future. And you know, I'm ready to go. It's just a matter of execution.
Let's go, Issa. And again, follow him on Instagram at Issa Sultan 99. My last thing before we get Mr. Ant Spataro in here. You put on a well-deserved a great performance like Nas, you get a well-deserved performance bonus. What is the first big purchase you're making?
Oh man. You know, the first thing I want to do, honestly, it's my dream, is you know, buy my parents a house. That's my biggest one, man. You know, I I've seen them grind too much for me. That's my first one. That's definitely happening. That's definitely in the books. Getting my parents a house is my first. That's definitely what I got to do. That's my mission. That's a big goal of mine, you know. But performance bonus, oh man, that's the best. But I will be. I'm a finisher, man. I'm a finisher. I'm a performance of the night, fight of the night type fighter. And I think you're gonna see that even more, you know. I have a TKO. I have a choke. I had a fight of the night-esque performance over the weekend. I'm gonna be hunting for those bonuses more than anybody, man. But yeah, definitely house for my parents is number one on the bucket
Let's
list.
go. Let's go. Respect. And let's tie it in with
Look
the
who we have
respect.
over there, the
We
pretty
got
boy.
Mr. Ant.
What up? What up?
You guys want to create a beef, or do you want to say hi? Whatever you want. This is the
Oh
first time
yeah,
we've had guest
I
overlapping.
hate him, man. I hate
I
him.
don't like you, bro.
Yeah.
Man,
Spice it up.
amazing performance, my bro. Amazing performance.
Yeah, same to you, bro.
That kid's a superstar. He's ready to take on the world, man. Look at him.
Yeah.
Look at him. He's got everything.
I got the fucked up ear.
Yo, mine is getting there. Mine is
I
getting
know,
there.
don't worry.
I got a
Next time
big
I
one.
see you, next time I see you, I'll roll it out for you.
Amazing. Isa, if you could kick yourself out,
No doubt, no
if not,
doubt.
if you need me to do it, I think I could do it.
My brother, you're the man. Ike,
Likewise,
you're the
sir.
man. Anthony, you're the man. I'll see you guys soon. I'll see you guys soon.
I'll see you in the gym.
Have a good one.
Later, brother. Later. And as you guys can see below, Isa Sultan on Instagram at IsaSultan99. This man needs a little introduction. But Anthony Spataro, is it Spataro? Spataro? I need a pronunciation on that.
Spataro.
Spataro. Okay. Follow him on Instagram at Spataro.Anthony. Easy enough. It's his name reversed. Elon Musk locked down his actual handle. Who
It did,
knows
it
what's
did. I
going
don't have
on?
it.
But what's up, brother? I just heard fantastic words from Sultan about you.
Yeah.
Let me know how you're doing. How's life, man, after that dominant armbar victory or buggy choke, as they were saying.
Don't know why I said it's a buggy choke, but I couldn't tell you. I'm doing good, man. I can't complain. You know, back in the gym already, getting ready to go again.
Wow. That's pretty big alpha move right there. If you can show up, when'd you show up? I judge Monday, Tuesday, today.
Monday. So I took Sunday off. I was in the city for a little bit and I was right back in Monday.
Amazing. Clubbing, strip clubs, what was going on in the
Nah, nothing. I was just dropping my girlfriend back off.
Oh,
So.
yeah. This is recorded. Just kidding. Yeah, man. I appreciate you very much. And there is a personal respect, obviously, because you do train with some of the guys that I've mixed it up in the past in terms of Alex Aristides, Anthony Snowball, Charlie. I never found out Charlie's last name, but it was just Armbar Charlie, long ass
Oh,
leg
boy,
Charlie.
Charlie.
Yeah.
Longer. Yeah, that's Charlie, man.
See, Esau was telling me that you've been in law MMA. I also saw it on your t-shirt.
Yeah.
Pretty fantastic stuff, man. So is just being involved, like finding the right team. How exactly did you find the right team? Are you figuring it out, or is it just this is just the perfect situation for you?
I'm just in, you know, a really lucky situation with like the teams and stuff. I got one of the best coaches on the island, honestly in the world. Dago Vega, he's phenomenal at what he does. Strength and conditioning is killer, you know, like nobody works out like him. So he's my striking coach, and we're mixing into the MMA. Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu is for Maxim, and then you know, putting it all together is Law. That's where I meet all the cool guys, you know, like Edwin Jugg. He's trying to get his MMA debut out there. It's my boy. Tom Fitzgerald out there. He's coming out. He's fighting in April. And then obviously Issa. Issa's my boy. Issa's been whooping me around in the cage.
Just take him down. Just take him down.
Oh yeah, man. He's so strong. His legs are crazy. His legs.
That's a great group. Edwin, I seen him fight for Jackhammer as well as Tom. And man, it's like when people say I have so much to give in my performance. I have so many more tools that I can show in my fights. Like with Tom and Edwin, it's like the work that they're putting on behind the scenes. It's like you believe that. With you, man, I didn't see the fight prior, but I saw the Instagram post where it's saying arm bars for days or back-to-back arm bars. Is that your strong suit? I assume that you have a wrestling background, and then completing that with submissions, kind of like Khabib?
I mean, like if I were to compare myself to anybody, it's definitely the Dagestani boys with the wrestling. 100%. I got a good set of wrestling in the back. My jiu-jitsu is pretty good, but armbar, it's not really my strong suit, but it's always there. I mean, armbar is probably honestly could use a lot of work.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. And that's saying a lot that you got was it back-to-back wins via armbar?
Yeah.
Amazing, man. I appreciate the modesty. And if we are comparing you, again, we're being joined by Anthony Spataro.
Spataro.
Yes, let's go. If we are comparing you to the Dagestani community, they are a tight-knit community. They are family-based. They're humble, modest, which you I know you already are. And they are surrounded by an amazing support group, which you already are, man. Anybody in a white t-shirt was out there supporting you. As soon as your fight was over, you wrapped up the victory. The 75% of the place cleared out, man. Talk about your support system.
Oh, man. I have – well, you know, we're fighting in my hometown, Pat Jog, so.
Oh, you're a Pat Med boy?
I'm a Pat Med boy.
Okay.
Yeah, so I had, old teachers, my old wrestling coaches from middle school, high school. I have family out there. I had family coming back from Florida to come watch it, you know. Everyone knows that this has been my dream since I was a little kid. So now that they get to see it firsthand and like actually going out there, everyone's got to be there for it.
No shit. Yeah. Your dream since you're a kid, man. So talk to me about that. What athlete, combat sport athlete got you, caught your eye?
You got me?
Got you back. Okay. You got so excited. Your internet froze.
What's it called? Yeah, my dad and my uncle definitely got me into this sport from a young age. They used to be MMA fighters. And
seriously?
I've been around the sport. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I've been around the sport since I was 4, sitting in the living room with them while they were drinking their beers and shit while I was just watching the TV, watching UFC. GSP was on. It's a good moment.
Be careful, man. I mean, training at law, maybe you've mixed it up on the Saramats. I mean, be careful saying GSP.
I got to say it, man. GSP is my favorite. I hope everyone is saying he's like the GOAT. I still have him over John Jones. I'm sorry.
Let's go. Why specifically? I have my own reasons
He brought more to the UFC game. He revived the UFC. In my opinion, he's what brought those jiu-jitsu fighters in a way to come into the ring and start using more jiu-jitsu instead of just, throwing hands. They showed what jiu-jitsu, how powerful it is against a striker. You know, that's like what you see with most of the UFC fighters. Like the Dagestani boys are definitely taking over with their wrestling and jiu-jitsu. You know, some of them have good striking, but nobody can compare their wrestling.
Okay, so play out this scenario. You are not in your hometown. You are in Atlantic City. Maybe a couple of your family members and teammates can make it out to the fight. You are clearly at a disadvantage with the fan, the crowd. Is it going to bother you if you are doing the quintessential, they're booing you for a lay and pray, a GSP style? Or do you believe that you have enough focus to stay on track?
I love being booed. I love being shit talked. I love when people try and get in my head, and like, you know, the booing and shit, like it's all the sport, you know. I'm my goal is to go far, so I'm sure I'm gonna hear boos sooner or later.
Amazing, man. Where does that come from? Are you from like the Call of Duty Fortnite, like where you can deal with the adversity?
Oh, my friends are some bad people. They're bad.
You know what? I just came up with something. It's like because you go to the gyms, Maxim, Law, Sarah. I assume it's the same at Victory. Just the ball busting. If you could survive the Maxim, ball busting in those gyms, you could survive anywhere outside of Long Island.
Oh, Maxim's bad with it. me and the boys at Maxim, we go at each other. It's awesome. It's awesome. We always are having a good time while we're choking each other out. It's the best.
Give a shout out. Who's really tested your who's been a very prominent factor in breaking that? Because I think jiu-jitsu guys, especially the blue, purple, they get like very excited to see like a young ferocious wrestler, as I assume you were, coming onto the mats. Like maybe the guy was a similar size, maybe the girl was similar size. Who could you attribute who helped you or welcomed you to the jiu-jitsu mats? Unless you've been doing simultaneously since you were younger, wrestling,
yeah,
jiu-jitsu.
Yeah,
oh, you have been.
Yeah.
Oh.
But when I used to wrestle for Pro X when I was in high school wrestling.
Shout out to Izzy.
That's my boy. So I did Pro X for a little bit, for like 2 years. And then I made the switch over when I graduated. And I started doing jiu-jitsu with them. And, you know, they took me in like it was family. Like, you know, Maxim is very open hands, open arms. You know, they love new people. They love to help out. So when I was able to go in there, I had a lot of knowledge in jiu-jitsu, but they definitely sharpened those skills up and definitely made me what I am today with the whole ground game. You know, again, Alex and Snowball, their coaching is crazy.
Snowball, man, you talk about arm bars for days. Snowball's like, he does like the double wrist to like grab your wrist and he'll throw up an arm bar. Like he doesn't need to do the elbow thing. And I'm like, yo,
yeah,
Snowball,
we were
this
just going
fair.
Over it Monday. We were just going over it because one of the arm bar attempts I went up was terrible. Like I sat up, completely left the arm there, and the guy like got loose. I'm like, oh man. And he's screaming at me. He's like,
How many times have you watched the victory since Saturday?
Honest to God, maybe 2-3 times, only to see like the armbar mess up and the uppercuts. I was going for shots and I would have my head down a little too low and I was close to eating, you know, one or two uppercuts, but now I know for next time it won't happen again.
Do you like to replay the fights in your head? Is that why you don't, or is it just time-wise?
It's definitely been a time-wise. I'm sure I'll look over it again, but, sorry. Yeah, it's definitely the time wise, you know, so it's like
is that Issa trying to get back in the feed? Issa,
no,
you had
no,
your
no,
time.
No. Oh man, if we could get me an Issa in here, that'd be awesome. It's just such a good time. Yeah, I'm sure I'll look over it again. But just with the time and stuff, how everything's going, work, I gotta catch up on a lot of work. So it's hard to sit down and look at it right now, but I'm sure, you know, when I go back, I have practice at like an hour. I got to leave to go to Rockville Center. So
respect.
Yeah.
Real quick, if you could hit on Dago, I saw you guys doing some next level, like functional strength stretching, like opposite arms, like very next level stuff. I saw that you like a GSP, like doing the gymnastics,
yeah,
stuff. People made fun of him, but it's like it breaks the stereotype of when I see guys roll into the gym, they like crack their neck and like, all
yeah,
right, I'm good to go. I'm like, that's not a long term plan. Like,
no,
you gotta treat your body like a Ferrari.
Yeah, exactly what he says. Before every practice, you know, we go yeah, through our stretching, our mobility, our warm ups are definitely not, they don't feel like warm ups. But they're good. I mean, he is so smart and he's such an expert at this that, you know, whatever he says, you just do. You don't argue. You don't look at it like, why am I doing this? You just do it.
And why are you going to be an amateur champion, a professional champion, maybe regional, and then in the UFC, Bellator 1, wherever the path takes you? Why should people invest in Anthony Spataro at Spataro.Anthony? Why should people invest in you? That's not a good start.
Nah, I mean, it's more like, you know, humbly speaking, it's been my dream. It's always the come up. You know, I had a tough childhood. So like, this is definitely the excuse I get to use to go in the cadence, do what I want to do. But a lot of the people that have been with me now know that this is the only thing that's serious in my life, you know, that I go out there and I give 110% every time. Every practice is never just, you know, roll on the mat, get up and go. I'm there hours on end. You know, a lot of people know how serious and dedicated I am. So hopefully just, you know, more people see it as I move up in the ranks. But we got a little bit before the UFC, but I will be there.
That's right. That's right. Before your limousine riding, gator shoe rolling.
Nah, I won't change my lifestyle. I will not change my lifestyle.
Respect, respect. Was there a point that you had to kind of like make people understand that, like, guys, I'm not going to do all the crazy stuff that might roll over into a practice. Like, I need to be on this path? Or was it just simply people could see your dedication and focus and they've kind of just respected to it?
No, you know, a lot of people don't respect it. And they're like, you know, you're so young. Why are you doing this now? I lost a lot of friends. I've lost, you know, a lot of relationship with families because of it. But, you know, this is the fight game. You know, you're any UFC fighter, any champion that's in there, like this is your life. You know, you don't have time to go see your family. You don't have time to go hang out, go to the bar with your friends, go to clubs. You know, I did that when I was in high school for a little bit and it's not worth it. I don't like it. It's not fun. I don't enjoy it. I'd rather beat people up in the ring.
Exactly, you know? Exactly. And maybe you know this young man, Marcus Reed. He's gotten a couple of wins via the combat at the Space. I believe that's Ray Longo, Lou Neglia. I think they're tied into that. Man, I pop into the gym on Thanksgiving morning or Christmas morning, New Year's Eve to, like, just get away from the family for like a minute before you throw down the penne alla vodka, the chicken parmesan. I'm sure you knew.
You gotta make room for it.
Exactly. But I see Marcus on all the holidays. He's working hard, man. Where does your drive come from?
Keeping my word to my dad. That's amazing. Probably. You know, I have my brother, obviously, but I talk about it all the time in the house. Like, one day we're not going to be cooking our own food. One day we're going to be, you know, traveling the world and being filthy rich. You know, that's what every kid's dream is. But I talk a big talk, and I want to be able to back it up when I get older. So.
Now, you mentioned GSP, and he's from an era before, maybe a decade ago. Who in the most recent era or present that could be even a local guy? It better be a local guy. I'm just giving you a hint that you look up to, that you potentially idolize.
Marab.
Oh, no shit. Have you been on the mats with him?
I rolled with him once, and I will not do it again. Dude, that guy is – I'm all in his corner when he versus Peter. He's got it.
We talked about the Dagestanis, the wrestlers, just like those machines, obviously Marab's nickname. But, dude, that is a perfect freaking training partner for you to kind of like copycat the game.
Yeah, he is another breed. I've like watched him. I've seen all his fights. Like, he is the guy.
Now, I'm tall, but yeah, I'm built like a string bean, very skinny. Marab hoisted me. I don't know if you've seen this fight. You know DC Hendo? Did you ever see the
highlight? How long ago was it?
It was when they had sponsors on the shorts. So it was like maybe 7-8 years. DC like picked up Possibly. Hendo.
Oh, like, yeah, and like completely just fired.
You see that? That's
over.
What Marab did to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was like, Marab,
He's
let
so
me down.
Strong.
Let me down.
He's so strong. He's so strong.
God bless the woman he marries.
Oh, my God. Yeah, tell me about it, right? Whoever's that lucky girl.
The machine. No comment. Nah. But what else do I got for you? Okay, you're undefeated. Sport, family, career, trajectory. Yeah, man, what really stood out to me was I think it stems from Muay Thai when the fighters do like bow like head to head, like I didn't capture it. That I think that was the shot of the freaking night. If somebody got a good picture of that, you guys were like bowing and showing respect to each other. Talk to me about that moment and where that came from.
With me and Dago?
With your opponent.
I basically went down.
My bad if I didn't clarify. My bad.
Nah, it's just okay. I gave him respect because he took the fight on 4 days' notice. You know, I went through like six opponents and they all pulled out. # Keanu Knight. I'll be fighting him in June. So I went down on my knees and I basically, you know, gave him his credit and props for taking the fight in 4 days' notice. And I gave him the respect from one fighter to another. It's, you know, not a lot of people have the guts to go out there 4 days' notice. So it definitely deserves to be talked about.
Do you feel any pull to, like, you see the UFC, it's almost like they incentivize being an asshole. Like, Conor McGregor can do no wrong. John Jones can do no wrong, and they're back. Do you feel any, like, forces? I mean, dude, I'm telling you, you're going to be one of the biggest prospects to come out of Long Island. People are going to be gripping at your wrestling shoelaces to get you under their sponsorship or promotion. I don't know. I feel like I know the answer already. Like, you come from such a strong family that you're going to be able to, like, what would it be? Push the potential, like, don't bite the apple.
Don't bite the apple. Don't be that asshole that's on the mic just screaming in someone's face.
Yeah.
So, like, Keanu Knight has been, I don't know if you've seen it, he's been on Instagram talking his shit, talking about my girlfriend, my family. Yeah, so I called Flex, booked the fight. I don't got much to say. You know, we are amateurs. We are not we're not professional. We're not in the big leagues. There's no shit that needs to be talked. It's all respect. We're all trying to make it. So I don't see a point into turning around and trying to badmouth someone that's trying to do the same thing I'm doing. But when I get, you know, eventually when time comes, I'm pro or I'm in the big leagues, I don't see the point to be a villain in the story where
good word.
I want to be the hero that comes out of Long Island and kind of puts a big, big beacon on us, because we have so many Long Island fighters that not enough of us get credit and we don't get looked at enough. So I definitely want to be that beacon when we get into the UFC, where it's like, okay, Long Island's got those killers. Like, when we look at Dagestan, like the Dagestan boys, like, everyone knows though those guys are real deal. I want to be the reason that everyone looks at Long Island and goes, all right.
Bingo. Bingo. Fucking bingo. Great answer, man. Great answer. Because there are going to be media people who do, they want to stir the pot.
But oh,
it's,
yeah,
like, they've never fucking stepped a foot on the mat to train. And it's frustrating. And a lot of fighters, like Dustin Poirier, great dude, foundation, carry himself with humble, but not to name names, his initials are AH. He's gotten Dustin Poirier to say even some crazy things. And I was like, that person has never trained. So I do respect it. I mean, look at our torchbearers with Matt Serra. Dude, yeah, is a local legend. Like, I idolize him. Like, he does media, he does fighting.
Yeah,
I love the way
awesome.
He carries himself. Look at Chris Weidman, the freaking All-American. You talk about Captain America, and he's from Long Island. Look at Al Iaquinta. Yeah, maybe he's not going to be on Access Hollywood, or maybe he's not going to be a gym owner, but he's showing the hustle, Long Island. He's a full-time freaking real estate agent while he was fighting Khabib on short notice. Like, I feel like you recognize that. Hey, never know, man. In terms of Patchogue Medford, maybe it's Strowman and then Anthony Spataro who represent the biggest athletes from PatMed. I do respect it, and I do respect your time. Again, on Instagram, at Spataro.Anthony. I'm going to lay out the same question I did to Issa. You get that performance bonus in the UFC 4, 5, 7 years from now. Whenever the hell you want to do it, I feel like you're on that trajectory, my man. What's the first big purchase you're getting?
First big
purchase. Was it a chef? Because you mentioned about people making
That's when I'm retired. The first big purchase is going to be a gym. I want to have a family business, and I want to be able to bring everyone that supported me and give them kind of a home. You know, having one home where it's just where it's my family, we're going to have that soon. We don't need a big mansion with, you know, 6 cars. I'd rather build a foundation that has, you know, my last name involved with it, with my dad, my brother, you know, my siblings, my cousins, and then everyone that supported me have a place to call a home. So definitely a gym. You know, I definitely want to open a gym when I get older.
Amazing. Amazing. Anthony, I can't wait to see your next fight. Hopefully they keep it in Patchogue, but if you're thinking about June.
June 17th.
Oh, I love it. I love the home base.
June 17th, Patchogue. Keanu Knight's getting his face bashed.
I've never been to a Duke game, but they say, like, the crowds on top of the court. I feel like that's exactly where Stereo Garden is in Patchogue. It's going to be another home game. Hopefully it's another home win. Inshallah, as Issa has told me, God's will. Let's go, brother. Let's go. And you got to learn Insula.
Looking up to the Dagestan boys. Yeah. I got to sit down with Issa, and Issa's got to teach me it all.
We got to get us the hat, man. That would be amazing. The next time I come down to the gym, we'll wear the chic hats.
I like it.
Anthony, I really appreciate the time. As I mentioned to Issa, if you could kick yourself out, if you can't, I could do it. But you want to give a shout out. Oh, do you have a Twitter?
No, I don't use Twitter.
I don't know. I'm preparing you guys for the big leagues, man. Watch.
I don't even know my Twitter thing. I think it's Spataro74. Yeah, Spataro74.
What the hell is a 74?
Fucking know, man. I just think I clicked it. Can I change it? Is it possible to change it?
Yes. It's very
I'll
easy.
Change it later.
Lock down your handles now. It's a business, man. Lock it down. All right, brother. Take it easy. Right, I appreciate
Thank
the time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Likewise, I'll send the link. I'll tag you guys on Instagram. Take it easy, brother.
Perfect. Have a good one.
All right, there it is. You guys heard Issa, Anthony, two young studs out of the Flex Fight Series promotion. Woo! That is, I think Anthony broke news. I don't think I saw it anywhere, but Flex coming back to Patchogue in June. That's awesome. That's a home game for me. Let's go. Shout outs to Harry Mack. Shout outs to Chris Machi, Nick Canobio, TJ Ragusa, Andrew Park, all of the freaking Flex team. I love and appreciate you guys. I love your energy. Let's make it a year to remember. Woof, that was great conversations. Follow IsaSultan99 on Instagram. Likewise, Spataro.Anthony on Instagram. I want to get into a little UFC 285 adjacent talk. There's been a lot of goat talk going around. Man, everybody's doing the sheep sound, but that a sheep is not a goat. Everybody's doing goat sounds. Who's the goat? Is GSP the goat? Is Khabib the goat? Is John Jones the goat? Anderson Silva? And right off the bat, anybody who's done steroids, that is cheating. You're not true to yourself. You're not true to your opponent. You're not true to the people that are paying your bills to make you step in there. And people are constantly turn a blind eye to that. The man who really kickstarted my MMA path in 2009 was a PED user and who is considered one of the GOATs, and that is Anderson Spider Silva. It's pretty wild that a Long Islander knocked him out. Pretty spectacular. We can always pat ourselves on the back, and you best bet your ass I will always make sure that we pat ourselves on the back for that. But Anderson Silva, cheater. John Jones, cheater. Not the GOAT. Check or XX, whatever you want to say. They are not the GOAT. I think it comes down to a GSP, Royce Gracie, the first UFC champion, who was way undersized in his fight against Dan Severn in the UFC 1 final. Who else? Also Khabib. Most dominant fighter in UFC history in terms of damage taken. I think he has never dripped a drop of blood in his entire UFC tenure, maybe in his entire career. I'm pretty sure he's only lost one round, and that was to Conor McGregor. And it's on the fence whether or not he lost a round. So the fact that people diminish Khabib, clean athlete, clean record, undefeated, dominant performances. I think he finished 3 submissions in a row to close out his career. Dustin Poirier, Conor McGregor, Justin Gaethje, all killers at the height of their game. Khabib annihilated them. And again, we got to pat ourselves on the back. Long Islanders, the only man to take Khabib to 5 rounds and go a decision with Mr. Nurmagomedov, is from Nassau County, Wantagh, New York. Al, I almost said real estate, Iaquinta. It's Al, Raging Al Iaquinta took Khabib 5 rounds. So, again, just got to pat ourselves on the back. We get respect, whether it's earned or whether we're taking it. Well, it's always earned, but is it always given? We're taking it if it's not given. So Khabib, GSP, that to me, as Anthony was saying, that's the cream of the crop. That's the cream of the crop. And I agree with that. John Jones cannot be the GOAT. This man, and at the time, you felt bad for him when that one loss to Matt Hamill where it was an illegal elbow. You're like, oh no, John Jones, I feel so bad for you. But when you see the illegal knee against Anthony Smith, you see the countless, countless, countless eye pokes. You see the fence grab from Daniel Cormier. Those are just in competition illegal actions from John Jones. Outside of competition, multiple PED usages. Multiple times he's been caught using PEDs. I think he's only been suspended one time, and that was maybe a 2-year ban. They also found traces of performance-enhancing drugs and had to move an event, UFC 232, from Vegas to LA, the Forum, on just a 4 or 5 days' notice. That, to me, is not the greatest of all time. I come from a baseball background, played baseball, watched baseball, kind of emulated my wiffle ball swing after Barry Bonds. Barry Bonds, to me, once I found out, or it's never been official, but once you see that he's 37 years old, hitting 73 home runs, Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa, Rafael Palmeiro, Luis Gonzalez, you get saddened that these elite athletes feel that in order to keep their godly physical attributes, they need to cheat. And it's disgusting. And to me, I take that same type of judgment the way I see baseball, and I apply it to mixed martial arts. GSP and Khabib are clean. They've never tested positive for steroids, both of whom have fought post USADA. I think USADA was brought into the UFC in 2015. I would bet my money that both of them didn't cheat. They carry themselves like full-time martial artists, people who live the lifestyle of a true martial artist. GSP is in better shape at 40 than he was at 30. The dude could fight Kamaru Usman in a week. Khabib, upstanding citizen. Big on family. Big on religion. Big on respect. Being a straight shooter. Telling it how it is. I respect it. So there is no coincidence that John Jones, who has a very, very sketchy past inside and outside of competition, there is no coincidence that John Jones's mindset and what he broadcasts to the world flip-flops on the drop of a dime. He could be a complete arse in the cage in a post-fight press conference and then a post-fight interview and then come to the post-fight press conference. He's a believer, and he is all holy. I think he needs to figure it out. I truly believe this, that John Jones, post-fighting, will be a better person. I think fighting is the devil he knows. It brings the absolute best out of him in terms of focus, preparation, loving himself, but it also brings out the absolute worst, because if he does not have it, if it is not in front of him, if there is no goal, no deadline, he becomes self-destructive, he starts to self-sabotage, and things get pretty freaking ugly. That, to me, is not an MMA GOAT, and that is not how an MMA GOAT conducts themselves. Yeah, and guys, you may feel like talking about John's personality, he did test positive outside of fighting. So he has been arrested outside of fighting. So there is scummy behavior that you can tack to the wall. Tack my handle to your wall at Ike Tagon, at IKETAGON. Give the call a show. I will replay your voicemail on the show. 646-820-9848. Fan-freaking-tastic time. Anthony brought out that Suffolk in me. Anthony does not know that I'm from Ronkonkoma. Ronk, baby. He brought it out of me. I was like, Spataro? You know, what do you know about Little Vinny's? What do you know about Mamma Mia's? Marco Polo. Here we go. But again, Issa, Anthony, I love you guys. Much respect. Peace.